You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory needs. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes. Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. We are back at the Autism Helper Podcast with our summer series on hot takes. I am sharing my unexpected or maybe unpopular opinions this summer. And I want to get the discussion going. If you want to chat about any of these, head over to Instagram or TikTok, and we are talking about all of the hot takes over there. Now, today's hot take, you might not like. And I get it. I really do. But I want you to take a minute, especially here in the summer, and think about the why behind this. So my hot take today is do not complain about your students in the teacher's lounge. Now, if you are one of the lucky few that has a lunch break, I know some of you are like, teacher's lounge? What's the teacher's lounge, Sasha? I haven't had a lunch break in years. I get it. That's not right, but I get it. But if you are one of those lucky few that has the lunch break and you deserve it, you should take your lunch break 1,000%. In the lunchroom, in the teacher's lounge, resist the urge to spend your entire 8-minute break or whatever you get complaining about your students. And when I say I get it, I know how natural the urge is to vent, right? You've had a hard morning, you're tired, you want to share, maybe you're looking for, you know, someone to commiserate with you, maybe you're looking even for feedback, like what would you do? But let's think about it from the perspective of those that are sitting in the teacher's lounge, right? So if those sitting in the teacher's lounge, your colleagues, grade level teachers, clinicians, administrators, whoever's there, are hearing every day how hard your students are, how challenging their behaviors are, how extreme their behaviors are, what happened, oh my gosh, this and that. You know, people that work in the gen ed teachers are not typically dealing with things like aggression or self-injury or property destruction or eloping on a regular basis like maybe you are. So when you talk about those things frequently, people are like, wow, oh my gosh, that's happening again and again and again. When you are continuing to talk about that, everyone in that room is developing an opinion about your students and about your classroom. And that opinion is impacted by that complaining that you're doing, that venting, right? That opinion that they now have about your room and your students will impact decisions they make. So if the third grade teacher every day or frequently is hearing you vent about your classroom and hearing about challenging behaviors, and weeks later, the third grade teacher is planning a field trip for the entire grade to the zoo, and someone says, hey, shouldn't we invite room 306? There's some third graders in room 306. the self-contained classroom, that teacher's going to be like, oh, you know what? No, the zoo's going to be much too challenging for them because they have very extreme behaviors.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Her opinion has now impacted your students' opportunities for inclusion. You, as the special ed teacher or the paraprofessional or clinician, you are your classroom's publicist. And you have to spread good PR because there is a lot of bad press about your kids and you don't have to contribute to it. Everyone hears screaming. Everyone sees the meltdown in the playground. Everyone knows that there are challenges that your students face. You have to counteract that with all the good PR. You have to talk about the great stuff your kids can do, the amazing things, that skills that they have on a regular basis. I've shared this story here before, but especially as a young teacher, my first few years teaching, I was a new self-contained classroom on the floor I was on. The floor I was on had not had a special ed class on that floor before. And I swear to you, everyone thought all I did was like potty training and Play-Doh all day. Like you play and you toilet train and that's it. And I made it my mission to make sure that everyone knew what great skills my kids had, because no one was taking the time to notice. So I was going to like, no, you're going to know. And people probably thought I was weird and I did not care. People would be like, hey, good morning, Sasha. And I was like, oh, good morning. I'm just grading a spelling test because my kids can spell. They're like, all right, cool. I didn't ask you. I was like, I don't care. I was posting work in the hallway. I was talking to people at the photocopier, showing what I'm photocopying. Look, we're working in colors, working in patterns, right? Because you may see that hard stuff happen and it's hard to ignore that, right? If you see a meltdown in the playground, that's going to impact your context about the classroom. But we want to contribute to the positive press too. Share those positive stories. When we vent in the teacher's lounge, it first of all is not productive. You don't like leave that lunch break feeling refreshed, re-energized, because you've just spent it focusing on the negative things. But also, you've now kind of pushed this narrative that is not something you intend to be pushing. And you are contributing to negative, you know, preconceived notions about our students. And that's going to infect, that's going to really affect inclusion. And we have to fight and advocate hard for inclusive opportunities for our students, for things like class parties and field trips and pep rallies and assemblies. Oh man, we've sometimes got to fight tooth and nail to be included in those things, right? So don't make it harder on yourself by adding that venting piece in. Now, I know the venting probably makes you feel better. I totally get that. Go home, vent to your roommate, vent to your spouse, vent to your kid or your parent, whatever you got to do. You can DM me on Instagram. You can vent to me if you want. I'm totally happy to take on your venting. But don't vent in the teacher's lounge, because I know that's not the narrative you want to push and you want to share. So make sure that you're really thinking about and considering the narrative that you're sharing.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.